It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our host, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Miss Ina McDowell with Main Street Texarkana. Tell us about the Dine on the Line. You're doing something different for the fifth year.
Yeah, we are. This is the fifth year, and this year it's going to be farm to table. We're working with our local farmers in getting the meat and the vegetables, and it's going to be a very special meal. And we're going to have some fruits pulled in, and it's going to be not only beautiful but a tasty meal that we're going to have at Dine on the Line this year, and we're really excited about it. So folks can come out and sit in Texas or sit in Arkansas and enjoy a great meal together.
Yeah, I was going to say, for people who don't know, because some people will go, well, what is that? You actually have the table set up down
State Line Avenue, yeah.
Yeah, and you can choose wherever you want to sit. And we'll feed people. Yes, we're going to have a huge stage that's going to be sitting right in front of the post office courthouse on the state line. Chase and Rita is our band this year. They'll start about 7 o'clock. But we'll have the traditional toast with our mayors after we've served the food. Then we get our mayors up there and just have a neat little celebration and toast to our two cities.
It's a fun project. It really is. I mean, I know you put a lot of work in it. It's hard work. But it is. It's a lot of fun for the people involved, and I know I've always enjoyed it.
So now, how do they go about
5 years now?
How do they go about getting tickets to participate, and when's the deadline, all that kind of thing?
Well, our drop-dead deadline really is today. Okay. But if you're getting on Eventbrite, you can buy tickets through tomorrow. But as far as making reservations, if you want to bring me a check or do a credit card, you've got to take care of that today, because obviously we've got a plan for food and making sure that our farmers are able to bring in all that we need. And so we need to get your reservations in today, ideally.
What's the address on Main Street, your office?
Well, we're actually inside the Chamber of Commerce building, which is 819 North State Line Avenue. Of course, they can call 903-792-7191, which is just the Chamber's office number. Always come to me by email. That's fine, too. Just mainstreet@texarkana.org. Tickets are $40 individually, or just bring a couple. We're calling it date night, and it's just $75 for both of you.
So it's a bargain if you bring two.
It really is. Meal, drinks, entertainment. It's a show. It's a whole event.
Yeah.
But there's even more with Main Street. I know. Do you have all of the Christmas ornaments?
I do.
I don't.
Actually, the very first one we've been sold out of for a while. The very first one was of the courthouse on State Line.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been sold out of that. Now, we did another one a few years ago that's of State Line, but it's looking the other direction. It does not have the courthouse on it.
Right.
And we've actually had to reorder it a couple of times because that's a huge seller.
And I bring that up because, Christmas, it's not far off.
Well, you said the other day it was Christmas Eve was 3 months away.
Well,
that means the Christmas parade is less than 3 months away.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. But everything they put into, their decorations and the downtown stores, they have their own competitions.
Yes, we do that. And we work with the Downtown Neighborhood Association, which is a great group of people that live and work in downtown. But, you're right. The Christmas parade is just about 2 months away. And truly, I'm getting lots of calls about it. And we actually had our event to announce the theme just a few weeks ago. And it was another great State Line event where we had all the twins in Texarkana come down and stand on the State Line.
Mm-hmm.
And we had about 40 sets of twins down there on the State Line, got great pictures. And we announced this year's theme for the Christmas parade is Twice as Nice Christmas.
Twice as Nice Christmas.
Woo-hoo.
That's perfect. And the Christmas parade is, I think, the most well attended and biggest as far as entries are concerned of all the parades we have throughout the year.
Yeah, it really is. And it's held at night,
yeah,
which makes it even more fun. All the floats are lit. You have to light up your float or they can't hardly see you.
The kids get to see their favorite elf at the end.
Oh, yes.
That's
the big elf, the big bearded elf.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The parade is a great time of the year, and I'm already getting all kinds of questions about that, and I think people are really excited about the theme this year as well.
Again, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and Main Street Texarkana to get involved, to find out more information about activities, events, and whatnot downtown.
Well, you can always go to our website, which is just Main Street Texarkana, all spelled out, mainstreettexarkana.org. Real simple. And I've got a great website, and you can look there, see events that are going on throughout the downtown area, find out more about the Main Street program, become a member of Main Street, and you'll get our special newsletters every other month. You'll get early notice about events such as Dine on the Line, and just learn about maybe properties. If you're interested in opening a business or buying one of these fabulous historic buildings,
you can help guide people through the whole process.
Yeah. We've got a special website even that's called downtowntx.org. that lists all the properties in the Main Street District that are available.
So tell us more before you get out of here this morning. We've got Dine on the Line. We've got Christmas coming up. But there's other events you've got going on too, right?
Something you want to talk about on the Dine on the Line.
We're really excited. We've got the unveiling of a brand new mural in downtown that is going to be fabulous. I'm so excited about this.
Where's this mural going to be?
It's on the side of TLC Burgers.
Oh, okay.
You know exactly where that is.
Yep.
And we were selected by Dr. Pepper to be a part of a national promotion that they're doing where people are going all over the country and taking their picture, selfies, in front of these murals. And they're of old Dr. Pepper ads. But they did a unique one for us that, of course, reflects Texas and Arkansas, our twin cities. Also, it reflects Corrine Griffith. You know her.
Tell us more.
History lesson.
Yes, please give us.
She's from Texarkana. She was a famous 1920s film star. She was beautiful. She was nicknamed the Orchid Lady. And her grandfather, great-grandfather, actually bought one of the first lots in Texarkana, Anthony Gallo. And you've probably seen the little short street over off of Texas Boulevard says Gallo Fish Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, that's her family. And then she wrote a book about him called Papa's Delicate Condition. And that's a famous book.
Yeah, with Jackie Gleason.
Yeah,
in
they
the
made
movie.
A movie. Yeah. You're right. And so that's who we're featuring on the side of this new mural that Dr. Pepper is doing for us. So they've been working on it for weeks and weeks, and it's actually going to be unveiled at 10:30 on Friday, right before Dine on the Line. We're going to have the unveiling of it. But it's been a lot of fun. We've had art students coming down, and the muralist has been teaching them about doing art, doing a mural. It's not like what you would think.
It's different, yeah.
It's not just any other canvas.
When I was in Texas High, we were able, the original Scott Joplin mural, classes came and did that.
Okay.
So, you know, it was a neat experience.
And, you know, we had the Scott Joplin mural redone probably about 4 years ago. It was needing to be refurbished a bit. And so we actually had a local artist that came in and updated that, added a few things. But that's another really popular mural that we have in our downtown area that talks about someone great and famous from Texas. Texarkana. And actually, during Dine on the Line, which starts at 5:30 on the 4th, a week away, we're going to have a bike tour of all the downtown murals. So you'd be surprised. We've got about 10 murals in our downtown area. Holden Fleming with the City of Texarkana, Texas, is going to be leading this historic bike tour, and it will reflect on all the different murals that we have in our downtown. And of course, we'll feature our brand new mural.
Very cool.
Sounds good.
So, again, inside Chamber of Commerce, but your phone number down there?
903-792-7191.
And you can always contact Main Street Texarkana,
mainstreet@texarkana.org, or the website is just mainstreettexarkana.org.
All right. Thank you, Miss Ina, for coming in. You'll come back
and see
us again?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.